Today shears in Masechta Bei on Daf Chaf. We will begin on Daf Yutes Amid Beis, five lines from the bottom, with the words V'yotzu ba mishum simcha v'eini yotzu ba mishum chagiga. In yesterday's shear, we spoke about a korban toda, when exactly a korban toda could be brought. There are different shitas, and the last sheet was Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, who said that you could even bring a toda on Yontiv itself, because his shita was that Nedorim and Nedavis are brought on Yontiv itself. And then he ended off his words by saying that with a toda, a person could be Yotze Shalmei Simcha. However, one could not be Yotze Chagiga. Shalmei Simcha we discussed in yesterday's shir. And now the Gemara is going to focus on the Shalmei Chagiga. The Gemara begins, this is the first wide line at the bottom, Pshita, Dover Shebechoivahu, a Chagiga. It says, v'chagosum oso chag l'Hashem, and the Gemara in Chulin learned out from this that there is a chiyuv to bring shalmei chagiga. So, and we have a rule that a davar shebechayva, v'chol davar shebechayva, ain't a ba element of Chulin. That a davar shebechayva can only come from Chulin. And as Rashi points out, it cannot come from Mois Maishasheni, or from the Dor and the Davis. And therefore, it's obvious that a toda, which is a netter and a dava, that a shalmei chagiga cannot come from it, so it's pshita. Why do you have to tell us this? The Gemara answers, Loi tzricha, we need it in the following case. The af al gav de porish, kidaboy minei Reb Shimon Lakish from Reb Yochanan. Reb Shimon Lakish asked the following question from Reb Yochanan. And this case will be the question that Reb Shimon Lakish asked from Reb Yochanan, and that's the chiddush of our Gemara. Let's see what that question is. The question is as follows. What happens if somebody said, our Gemara here for the next few lines is going to discuss a hischaivus and a tnai. You're mechayiv yourself to do something, but it's based on a condition. The hischaivus is harei olai toida. He makes a neder that I want to bring a toida. But he makes a condition. The eitze bo yedei chagiga. With the toida, I want to be yotze for chagiga. Or, he says, hareini nazir. I'm making a hischaivus that I want to be a nazir. My tenai, however, is, as we turn to Dav Chof Amid Aleph, the galeach mi mois maisher sheni. I want to use the mois maisher sheni by my giluach, by shearing off my hair of a nazir, which Rashi says to mean, of course, you don't need money for taking a shave. He means that the korbonas that I have to bring in conjunction with the giluach, I want to use the mois of maisher sheni for that purpose of the korbonas. Mao, what's the din? So in other words, he's asking, if you make a schaivus on a tnai, such as these two cases, and it doesn't seem that you can fulfill the tnai, do I still have the schaivus? You told me a rule that a dover shebechoiva can only be brought from chulin. Here I want to use a chagiga from a toida. If the chagiga I can't bring from the toida because it's not chulin, it's a korban, it's kadosh, so maybe the toida doesn't go into effect either. Usually when you make a ischaivus on a tnai and the condition can't be met, then there's no ischaivus. There's no obligation. So that's the question that he asked Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan told him, Omar lei, the halacha is in both cases, nadar, in the first case of toda and chagiga, he is obligated to bring the toda, but ve'ena yotze, he cannot be yotze the chagiga, and we'll soon explain why. Second case, nazir, he remains a nazir, ve'ena megalech, but he cannot use the mois maisher sheni in order to bring the korbanos. The reason Rashi explains in the last wide line on top of the fourth wide line from the top, the amira likvoya kemesira lahedjet. Usually, if you make a hischaivus on a tnai, if you can't fulfill the tnai, there's no hischaivus. Here is an exception. Since we have a rule by Kachim, that just by merely saying something lagavoa to Hashem, to the Beis HaMikdash, that's as if you made a kinyan. You made a mesira to a hedjet. It's like you, in a regular monetary transaction, you made a kinyan, that's your words alone by Hegdish have the effect of a kinyan. So when he said the words, Harei olai toida, immediately there's an ischaivus. Or he said, Hareini Nazir, there's an immediate ischaivus. Later that he started making conditions, the condition is worthless. The ischaivus remains and the condition is worthless. So this is different than all over B'chol HaTorah V'Kula. And so the Gemara is saying that the chiddush of our din of Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, that Eina Yaitzuba Mishum Chagiga, is in such a case where he said, I'm only giving the Taid on the Tznai that I'll be Yaitzuba Chagiga. So you would have thought, since he's not Yaitzuba, the Chagiga would have told her. There shouldn't be a Toda either. Kamashwan, a Toda there is. The Hischaivus is valid, even though he cannot fulfill the Tznai of using the Toda from the Chagiga, for the Chagiga, because the Toda is not Chulin and it only comes from Chulin. Tosfos points out that it's only if he words it in that manner. He says, Hare olai toida, and then the Eitzibo Yidei Chagiga. What happens if he said the opposite in the top Tosfos? He says, Al minas she'etze mishum chagiga, hare olai toida. He puts the Tnai before this Chayvis. Then you can't say you don't reckon with the Tnai, because he put the Tnai right away there. He said, I'm not making a Chayvis unless you first reckon with my Tnai. So then, Eina Chanami, we do have to reckon with the Tnai. Tosfos is going to bring a proof from the next sugya that we're going to learn in a minute to this fact. And in that case, where he puts the Tnai before the Ischaivus, Eina Chinami, since I can't fulfill the Tnai because a Chagiga cannot come from a Toda, Eina Chinami, there is no Ischaivus. He's not Mechuyev to bring a Toda. And in the case of Nazir, since I cannot fulfill the Tnai of Moitz Meister Sheni to use it for the Naziris, for the Karbonis of Naziris, Eina Chinami, there is no Ischaivus, and he does not become a Nazir. Continues the Gemara, Hahu Gavra, there was this man, which Rashi says, he was a Metzav V'machmas Misohoya. In other words, he was a Shchiv Mara, he was lying on his deathbed, and now he's making a Tzavah, and the Trumas Hadeshin points out that the same svor that we had in the sugi before, of Amira L'Gavoya, Kimisi Rasul Lehejit, the same din the Gemara in Bava Basra tells us, that Divrei Shchiv Mara, Kim Surin, Kiksuvin a Kimsurim Dummy. It's as if you wrote it down, it's as if you made a Masira, as if you made a Kinyan. So the same concept that you have by Hegdish, you have by a Shchiv Mara as well. So then, let's see what the story is. Ahu gavra de Amr Lahu, he told the people, his family, Havu le arboa mea zuzi lepoini, give 400 zuzim to that fellow over there. That's the hischaivus, ulenisiv barti. And the tnai is, I'm giving the 400 zuz on condition that he marries my daughter. Amr papa, the halacha is, arba mea shakal, that this fellow can take the 400 zuz, because you made a hischaivus. And on that hischaivus, we're going to say that divrei shchiv mara kiksuvin umsurim dami. It's as if it's already written down and done. A kinyan was made. So the hischaivus is there already, and you have to act on this hischaivus. Ubrate, his daughter, iboy nasiv, iboy loy nasiv. He has a choice. He's not obligated to fulfill the tnai. The hischaivus is immediate, and the tnai he doesn't have to fulfill. And now the Gemara says, and this is where Tosfos brings his proof from. Taima, the reason that this is halacha, the Amar Havulei Ulnasif. He first said this Chayvis, and then the Tznai. First he said, give him the 400 zuz, then the condition. Avali Amar Linasiv. If he first said, if he marries my daughter, then the Havulei, then give him the 400 zuz, then the halach is, in the siv shakal, if he marries the daughter, he gets the 400 zuz, v'iloinasiv, if he doesn't marry the daughter, loy shakal, he doesn't get the 400 zuz, because there you can't say, don't reckon with the tnai. There's an immediate hischaivus. The whole hischaivus is predicated on the tnai that he mentioned to begin with. If so, you have to fulfill the tnai. If he doesn't marry the daughter, he doesn't get the 400 zuz. And this is the riot that Tosfos brings for the sugya before, that it's only eina yaitza if it's nadir, if he first says hare ala taida and then the eitzba yidei chagiga. But if he puts the tnai of chagiga before this, then you do have to reckon with the Tanai, and if the Tanai can't be fulfilled, there is no Hischaivus of Toida or Nazir either. Yosef Meremer v'kamer lohoshmait v'shmei v'nafshe. Meremer said over this response that Rabbi Yochanan gave to Rish Lakish's question of what? Nadr v'eina yoytze and nazr v'eina megaleach. He didn't make it as a question and an answer. He just said it on his own accord, not in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. And he also made it not a question and answer. He made it a statement of fact. Amalei Ravina Rameimer, when Ravina heard this, what Rameimer was saying, he said to Meremer, Atun hachimas nisala. You learned it like this as a statement, a matter of fact. Anan, we could a boy mine Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan mas nisala. We learned it as a question that Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan gave the answer that you just gave. Until now, we have been learning in the sugya following the Mishnah on Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, which korbanos could be brought on Yontif? Could you bring an oil asriya? Nedarim and nedavos, could they be brought on Yontif? Now the Gemara changes its focus to the second machlokes that we had in the Mishnah. The machlokes was whether there is smicha on shalmei chov or not. Beis Shammai said that there is no smicha on shalmei chov, and Beis Hillel said, yes, you could. There is smicha, and you could do the smicha on Yontif. Tani Tanaka made Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. Atana learned in front of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba. There's a pasuk in Vayikra Tes, Vayikra of Esa Oila. He brought the Oila. There's a machloi, and then the pasuk continues, Vayaseh Kamishpat. He did it according to its law. Now, there's a machloi, because Rashi and Tosis, what particular korban this pasuk is speaking about. Rashi learns it's a korban that the Torah was Mechayiv Aaron on the eighth day of the Miluyim at the Chanukah of the Mishkan. So Aaron had to bring a korban, as the pasuk says, "Kach lecha egel ben bakar lechatas va'ayel lo'ayla tmimim." So this is a ola schova that Aaron had to bring. Tosfos, on the other hand, disagrees, and Tosfos says that this pasuk follows the pasuk of Soyer Ha'am, which is not a korban yachid, it's a korban tzibur. So Tosfos says that lekach nira de'ena chanami dekoya oila shel tzibur. Tosfos disagrees and he says it's not an oilas yachid, but rather it's an oilas tzibur. Why Rashi wants to say specifically it's an oilas yachid? Because our sugi is going to speak about smicha. And smicha you only do on a korban of a yachid, not on a korban of a tzibur. So although Tosfos is right, the immediate pasuk before is about an oilas tzibur, but Rashi rather would say it's going on earlier in the parsha, because Rashi is trying to get us a case of an oilas chayva of a yachid, where there is a din of smicha. So it says concerning this oilas chayva of, let's learn Rashi's pshat, the oil of Aaron, vayaseh kamishpat. You should do it like the mishpat. Like what mishpat? Like what law? Kemishpat oilas nedava. Like the halacha of an oilas nedava. Because by an oilas nedava and by also by a shalmei nedava, it says in the Torah that you should have smicha. So limit al oilas chayva shetuna smicha. Just like an oilas nedava needs smicha. Rashi, for example, brings the pasuk by Shlomim. It says, "V'im zevach Shlomim korbonoi v'somach yadoi." If a person brings a Shlomim, which is a nedava, so then he should make smicha. And who then the pasuk says smicha by an oilas nedava? So I learn out that by this oilas chayv of Aaron on the eighth day of the Miluyim, it is kemishpat, like we find a precedent by an oilas nedava, where you have to do smicha. Limit al oilas chayv shetuna smicha. Omar lei. So when Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba heard this from that Tana, he said to him, "The Omar loch mani." If someone will come and ask you, "Mani, who is this limud going according to?" You should tell them, "Beis Shammai." That's going according to Beis Shammai of our Mishnah on Daf Yutes. The loy gemiri shalmi chayv mishalmi nedava. Tosfos in the second bottom, Tosfos Diramaskel de Lagamri Shamichaiva, explains that the Gemara, if you remember yesterday in the Shir, we said there's two ways, as we're going to see in our Gemara right here, this is the Makor, that there are two ways to understand Beis Shammai in the Mishnah. Either that Beis Shammai holds Shalmei Chayva requires smicha, but they don't hold of the din of Tekev le smicha shchita. You don't have to have them one right next to the other. Therefore, if, as Rashi explained yesterday, there's a problem with smicha of a balchai, because you're being mishtamish with a balchai on Shabbos or Yontiv, you're not allowed to as a shvus mit a rabbanon. So therefore, the Beis Shammai says, you don't have to do it together anyway. You, Baalim, do the smicha, put your whole pressure on top of the animal on Erev Yontiv, so you won't have to be over to Shavuos on Yontiv. You don't need the Smicha and the Shechita together. That's one way of understanding Beis Shammai. However, Tosfos points out that the Gemara at this point is going with the other pshat. What's the other pshat in Beis Shammai? That Shalmei Chova don't require Smicha. Beis Hillel hold that Shalmei Chova requires Smicha, and you could do the Smicha on Yontiv. And Beis Shammai holds they don't even require Smicha. Not to do with the Shaila. Could be whenever you need Smicha, you'd need it right next to the Shechita. But Beis Shammai is of the opinion you don't need Smicha by Shalmei Chova. So Memela says the Gemara now that Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Abba told this Tana, you know who makes the limit of Ayaseh Kamishpat, that an Oilas Chova like Aaron HaKoyen had, is compared to an oilas nadova. Why is it compared to an oilas nadova that it needs smicha? Because I have a pasuk. But were it not for the special pasuk of kamishpat, I would not learn by a binyan av, a bame matzinu, that just like you find by oilas nadova, it requires smicha, huadin by oilas chayva. No, I need a pasuk for that. Where do I find a precedent? Who says such a concept? That's Beis Shammai. Because as we just explained from Tosfos, Beis Shammai is of the opinion at this point in the Gemara that Shalmei Chova do not have smicha. Why didn't you learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava? We just quoted the pasuk which says, "Vim zevach shlamim karbanai v'samach yaday." A shlamim nedava definitely needs smicha. So why don't you learn out Shalmei Chova on Yontev, a Shalmei Chagiga from Shalmei Nedava? The teretz is you don't learn Chova from Nedava, and Rashi gives the reason, which Gemara is going to say in a minute, because maybe smicha is only by a nedava, which is at all times. A person, any day, can make a nedava. Ma'ashenke in a chayva, which comes with yontiv, which is not prevalent all the time, on that the Torah did not require smicha. So I can't, there's a difference between nedava, which is always, and chova, which only comes during yontiv. So I don't learn out chova from nedava. So the chora, if you're telling me this pasuk le'aseh kamishpat, that what? That an oilas chayva requires smicha like an oilas nedava. And how do I know it only from a limit from a pasuk? Why don't you learn it just from a bama matzinu? A binyan av, you find oilas nedava needs it, so oilas chayva needs it. Teretz is, it's going like Beis Shammai, who we see in the Mishnah, does not learn from a bama matzinu Shalmei Chova requiring smicha because you find it by Shalmei Nedava. So just like they don't learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, they do not learn Oilas Chova from Oilas Nedava unless there's a pasuk of Kamishpat. The E Beis Hillel, because if this was going like Beis Hillel of our Mishnah on Daf Yutes, Kivin the Gamre Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava, since we see in the Mishnah that Beis Hillel holds that a Shalmei Chova requires smicha, so obviously the Gemara assumes that they're learning it from where? They're learning Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava, by Abba Mematzinu, there's no pasuk, Abba Mematzinu, so Oilas Chova Namelai to Boy Kra. So why do I need a pasuk of Kamishpat that Aaron's Oilas Chayva required smicha? Push it. According to Beis Hillel, you'll learn it out from Abama Matzinu. The Gamri Oilas Nedava, we'll learn it out from Oilas Nedava. So must be it's going like Beis Shammai. Frey the Gemara, what's your raya? I could say it's even going like Beis Hillel. Umimai de Beis Hillel, Shalmei Chova Mishalmei Nedava Gamri. Who tells you that in our Mishnah, on Daf Yates, when Beis Hillel said that Shalmei Chova requires smicha, they were learning it out from Abba Matzinu from Shalmei Nedava, maybe Dilma Me'oilas Chova Gamri. Maybe they were learning it out. Maybe Chova from Nedava you cannot learn, because Nedava comes all the time, and Chova only comes during Yontiv when there's a Chov to bring it. So you can't learn it. So where does Beis Hillel know Shalmei Chova? Beis Hillel knows Shalmei Chova from Oilas Chova. Where do they know Oilas Chova? They know it from the pasuk. Who told you the pasuk is not going like Beis Hillel? Maybe it is going like Beis Hillel. Because Beis Hillel knows Shalmei Chova from Oilas Chova. And Oilas Chova, they're going to need the pasuk just like Beis Shammai. The Oilas Chova good for Boyikra. So why are you saying so emphatically that it's only going like Beis Shammai and not like Beis Hillel? So the Gemara says, wait a second. Why do you think that Beis Hillel is not learning Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava? Because you think there's a distinction, like we said before. A Nedava is all the time, and a Chova only comes on Yontiv. Oh, so if there's any difference, you can't learn one from the other. So then the Oilus Chayv and Nami like Gamrini, Shekhen Kalal. So then don't learn it from an Oilus Chayv either. There's a difference also. Oilus Chayv is totally consumed on the Mizbeach, and a Shal Mechova is eaten. The Baalim eat it as well as the Mizbeach. So just like, if you're going to tell me there's a distinction between Shal Mechova and Shal Minedova, there's also a distinction between Shal Mechova and Oilus Chayv. Ella, or the Marshal takes out the Ella, and the Gemara says, you're right. You know what I'm going to tell you according to Beis Hillel? As Rashi explains, I'm still going to tell you it could be going like Beis Hillel. And Asya mi beinayu, I'm going to learn it out from both. What does both mean? Rashi explains, I'm going to learn it out from, I'm going to learn Shal Mechova from Olas Chova together with Shalmei Nedava. I'm going to learn those two together. So let's start. I'm going to learn Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava. So what are you going to ask me? That Shalmei Nedava comes all the time. I'll bring you Oilas Chova. What are you going to ask me? Oilas Chova is Kalul. It's burnt up totally on the Mizbeach. I'll bring you Shalmei Nedava. Hatzara Shava Shebehen, says Rashi, that five lines from the bottom of the Rashis, Hatzara Shava Shebeshneim, Shekor Ben Yachid Hein, they're both a Kor Ben Yachid, V'tu'un in Nesachim Usmicha, they both require, both a Shalmei Nedava and an Oilas Chova, both require Nesachim and Smicha, Afan the Avi, Kol Shaton Nesachim, V'hu Kor Ben Yachid, Sheyitain Smicha, and that's why I can learn Shalmei Chova. So the Gemara's conclusion is, you have no raya from that pasuk in Vayikra Tes of Kamishpat that it must be going like Beis Shammai. It could be going according to Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel also needs the limud of Kamishpat Oilas Chova from Oilas Nedava. And once they have that limud of Oilas Chova from Oilas Nedava, then they can learn Shalmei Chova from Eitzar HaShove of Oilas Chova and Shalmei Nedava. This Frey the Gemara, the Savri Beis Shalmei Shalmei Chova Loi Bo Yismicha, are you telling me now that the Pshat in our Mishnah on Daf Yotes is that Beis Shalmei holds you don't need a smicha by Shalmei Chova? Vatanya, we learned in a Brisa, not like that. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Leinech Leku Beis Shalmei Beis Hillel, Al HaSmicha Atzma Shetzorech, there's no machloek between Beis Shalmei Beis Hillel, whether Shalmei Chova requires smicha or not. Everybody holds it does require smicha. Aman Nechleku, what's the machloek is? I'll take Ivla Smicha Shechita. As we mentioned yesterday and already before in today's shir, we mentioned that this is the second way that you can learn the machlokas. It's not a machlokas Beis Shalmei Beis Hillel whether Shalmei Chova requires smicha or not. Everybody holds that it requires smicha. The machlokas is there a din of take Ivla Smicha Shechita or not? Shebeis Shalmei Yomrim ain't sorech. You don't need to have the smicha and the shechita one following the other right away. Therefore, if I have a problem because of using an animal, putting my full force on the animal, mishtamish b'bal chai, just like I can't ride an animal on Shabbos Yontif, I can't put pressure on the animal's head with smicha on Shabbos and Yontif, so you know what? I'll do the smicha erev Yontif, because you don't need tekev l'smicha shchita. Ubeis Hillel oimrim tzorech. Beis Hillel says, no, tekev l'smicha shchita, I need it, and if I'm allowed to bring the korban, it goes with the smicha as well. So what are you telling me, Pshat and Beis Shammai, is you don't need smicha? Rabbi Yossi says you need smicha. The machlokes is whether you have to have both together or not. And for the Gemara, who di amar ki hai tana? He is learning it like the following tana. The sanya we learned in a brayser. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, loynach leku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. I'll take the smicha shchita shetzarch. Everybody holds that since the pasuk, as Rashi brings it down two lines from the bottom, says v'samach v'shachat that avade you need the smicha right next to the shechita. That is not the machlokes between Rashi and Beis Hillel. Aman nechlu, what is the machlokes? Al smicha atzma, whether Shalmei Chova requires smicha or not. Shmei Shalmei Yarmim ein etzarch, Beis Hillel am etzarch. Beis Shalmei says you don't need smicha on Shalmei Chova, and Beis Hillel says you do need it. So it comes out at the end of our Gemara that we actually have two ways to understand the machlokes between Shalmei Beis Hillel and our Mishnah about smicha. Does Beis Shalmei hold that Shalmei Chova does not need smicha? Beis Hillel says you do need smicha, or do both of them hold you need smicha? The machlokes is whether we put the smicha on erev yontiv, not to get involved with the shvus of using an animal, and you don't need take with smicha shchita, or Beis Hillel holds no, you need take with smicha shchita, and you're allowed to do the smicha of a Shalmei Chova on Yantiv, but everybody holds that Shami Chayver requires Smicha. Tanu Rabbanan. We learned the story. Gemara is now going to relate two stories. Maisa beHil HaZaken. There was a story about Hil HaZaken. Shehevi Oilasa Lazara. He brought his Oila to the Azara on Yantiv. Lismar Chaleb Yantiv. So here's two points here. A, he's bringing an Oilas Riyah. You remember we had in the Machloikis in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel whether an Oilas Riyah is brought on Yantiv or not. And secondly, he says, you have to do Smicha on the Oilas Riyah. Chivru Olav Tamir Shammai Azakin. So they're gathered around him, a group against him of Shammai Azakin. And as the Talmidim are saying, ah, here comes Hillel, and he's going to do something against our master Shammai, who says that you're not supposed to bring an Oilas Riyah or do Smicha on Yantiv. Amrulai, so they said to Hillel, Ma tivoy shel behemezu. They couldn't tell whether it was a male or a female. So they said, what kind of animal are you bringing? And what kind of korban are you bringing? Are you bringing an Oilas Riyah? Amalohem, he said to them, Nekevehi, as Rashi, the bottom Rashi says, Me roiv anvesunasoi shel Hillel oyem mishanim ibn Hashem. He's not going to get into an argument with these Talmidim. As an Onav, he says, I'm bringing, this is a Nekeva, even though it was a Zohar, and it was for an Oila. And an Oila doesn't come from a Nekeva. An Oila comes only from a Zohar. And it was a Zohar. But he says it's a Nekeva for a Shlom. Well, Lezivche Shlom, if you see, I brought it for a Zevach Shlom. Kishkesh Lohem Biznava. He shook the tail. So Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amid says, Kedei La Toysam, to fool them, sheyiyu svurim shehina keva. They would think it's in a keva. In other words, the Meiri explains, he said to them it's in a keva, and he's shaking the tail as if, here, I'm going to show you the simon that she's in a keva. And they said, listen, we don't have to look that she's in a keva. We trust you. You tell us it's in a keva, we trust you. V'holchulahem, and they went off. The Beis Shammai's position in this question of bringing an Oilas Riyah on Yantiv or not, the Shammai's position was stronger than Beis Hillel. They wanted to make the halacha that you cannot bring an Oilas Riyah on Yantiv, and they thought, the Meforshim explained, that Hillel was saying, hey, you know, don't take this the wrong way. I'm with you. In other words, Hillel had charata on his position. Of course I'm bringing in the keva for Shlom. I wouldn't dream of bringing in an oilas Riyah, a zacher, because I agree with Beis Shammai. Ah, Beis Hillel agrees with us. That's what they thought. They didn't know he's just doing it because he was an onav and he didn't want to start a machloikis. So they wanted a paskin like Beis Shammai. V'hoye sham zaken echad b'tamid Shammai zaken. There was an elderly Talmud Chacham, Ubava ben Buta Shmoy. He was from the school of Shammai HaZaken. His name was Bava ben Buta. Shahayi Yodea Shalach Beis Hillel. He knew that Beis Hillel, that Hillel didn't change his mind. And he knew that the halach is Achri Rab Lahatois, that you have to go after the Roiv. Beis Hillel was the Roiv, even though Beis Shammai was Mechadet De Tvei. But the halach, you go Basar Roiv. Vishalach, and he sent, as we turn to the Chaf Amid Beis, the heavy cold soin Kedesh of Yerushalayim. He brought all the best sheep in Yerushalayim. The Midam Bazar, he put them in the Azor. Now these were Cholin. Tosfos points out the top Tosfos, it couldn't be in the Azor itself. You're not allowed Eimavin Cholin Bazar. He says Azor means the Harabayas. He brought all these choice sheep to the Harabayas. The Omar and Bava ben Buta said, "Call me Sharaitza Lismach, whoever wants to do smicha, even though it's Yantiv, you want to have a korban, an Oilas Riyah, you want to do smicha, Yavai v'yismach, let him do smicha." Because the halach is like Hillel and Beis Hillel, the Oyser, Yom that day, Gavra Yadin Shal Beis Hillel, the Kav Halacha Kamaisam, the hand of Beis Hillel got stronger and they were conveyed halacha like Beis Hillel, the Loi Hayashem Adam Sheir B'davar Klum, there was no one who protested, everyone accepted that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. The Rishash brings down a Tosefta, because Be'emes, this Gemara is a little shver. What was the issue that the Talmidim confronted Hillel with? Whether, is this a Zohar or a Nekeva? Is this a Oilo or a Shlomim? And he was trying to say, this is a Shlomim. He didn't want to start a fight, even though he held Beshita, an Oilas Riyah is brought on Yantiv. So the Gemara, so Bava ben Buta said, whoever wants to do smicha, the issue wasn't primarily smicha. The issue was whether you bring an oil of Sharia on Yantav or not. So why did he say, call me Shiraitz Elisma? So the Rishash brings down a Tosefta that the Tosefta's girsa fits him better. What he said, Bava ben Buta, according to the Sefta, was, call me Shetzarech Lahakriv Oilois Oishlamim should come. In other words, Beis Hillel's right, you could either bring a Shlamim, or you could bring an Oilosri, or a Shal Michaiva, you could bring on Yontif. That would fit him better with the story. However, the Chassam Sofer says a very nice pshat, based on, I believe, I didn't see the Chassam Sofer inside, but based on the Gemara before, I think it makes a lot of sense, what he's saying like this, that the two things are related. In other words, what do we have in our Mishnah? Beishamai is of the opinion that you bring an oilas, you bring a shal mechayva, but you don't bring an oilas ria. Beisil says you bring both. We saw from the Gemara before that we have a pasuk that no argument between Beisham and Beisil that an oilas chayva you have to do smicha, right? And like an oilas nadava. Shal mechayva, there was a question. Whether you learn Shalmei Chayva from Oilas Chayva, from whether you need. So it comes out, everybody agrees that a Shalmei Nedava requires Smicha, an Oilas Nedava requires Smicha, an Oilas Chayva we learn from the Pasuk of Kemishpat that it also requires Smicha. The Machloikas is by Shalmei Chayva. So now it works out very good, says the Chassam Sofer. You know why Beis Shammai holds that you don't bring a Oilas Ria? Because Oilas Ria requires Smicha. Everybody holds that. And the Shammai Shita is that you can't do smicha on Yontif. That the Shvus is ma'akiv. And if you can't do it, you can't bring the korban. Just like yesterday we had. You can't eat chametz on Pesach. You can't bring a toida. The same thing here. You can't do smicha, which you must have smicha, even according to Beis Shammai, by oilas chayva. Kemishpat, we learn it from oilas nadava. So therefore it says Beis Shammai, you can't do, you bring an oilas riyah. And Beis Hillel holds that you are mechuyev to do smicha, and you're allowed to do smicha. Where it comes to Shalmei Chayva, Beis Shammai says, doesn't need smicha, according to one way we learned in Beis Shammai. If you don't need smicha, then you can bring a Shalmei Chayva. So that's why Beis Shammai holds a Shalmei Chayva you could bring, however, an Oilas Riyah, an Oilas Chayva, you can't bring because you're going to need smicha, which you're not able to do. So Memela, Sakh Tiksam Sofer, very good. So Bava Ben Buta says, call me Shiraitza Lismaich, Yaveh V'Yismaich. The halach is not like Beis Shammai. The halach is like Beis Hillel, that you could do smicha. So there's no reason that you shouldn't be able to bring an oilas riyah. Beis Hillel Azokin wanted to bring an oilas riyah. He was intimidated by the group, and he said it's a shlamim. But we paskin that Hillel is right, that an oilas riyah could be brought, and because you could do smicha. And since you could do smicha, therefore you could bring an oilas riyah. Not like Beis Shammai, who says if you have to do smicha, you cannot bring an oilas riyah. So the two stories fit together according to the Chassam Sofer. Continues the Gemara. Shuv Maisa B'Talmidech. There's another story with a Talmud, B'Talmidei Beis Hillel. It was not Hillel himself, but rather one of the Talmidim of Beis Hillel. Shehevi Oilos Lazar. He brought his oil to the Azar, just like Hillel Hazokin in the previous story. Lismach Halau. And he's going to do Smicha. And he's going to bring the Korban. Matzei Talmidech B'Talmidei Beis Shammai. So one of the Talmidim of Beis Shammai found him. Omar Loi, Mazu Smicha. What do you want to do here, smicha? Don't you know that Shammai says that you're not allowed to do smicha on Yontif? And if you're not allowed to do smicha, let's learn like some cipher, then you shouldn't bring the oilas riyah either. Amar loy mazu shtika. So the Yaivitz explains pshat in these words, mazu shtika. What is shtika? Meaning, what are you doing talking? You should be quiet. This is, the halacha has already been paskin like Beis Hillel, Bava ben Buta already passed an halacha like Beis Hillel. And the Chassam Sofer learns, Mazu Shtika, if my Rebbe, Hillel, was quiet in the previous story because of his anivas, but now that the halacha has been passed, what is Shtika related to me? I'm not going to be quiet like my Rebbe was quiet. He was an anav. I'm going to tell you to your face that the halacha is like Hillel, and therefore you do smicha, you do bring an oilas riyah. Shaskai ben Azifa, he quieted down this Talmud of Hillel with this rebuke by telling him these sharp words. V'holach loy, and he went away. Amar Abai, Abai said, we learn a halach of derech eretz from this exchange. Hilkach, hai tzurmer mit rabbanon, a talmud chacham, de amar le chavre, milso, if his friend tells him something, loy lahadir le milso tvei mimai de amar le chavre. If somebody's chepping you, somebody's bothering you, don't enlarge the discussion by saying more words than he did. The EU Omar Le Mazu Smicha. How did he start up? How did the Talmud of Beis Shammai start up with this Talmud of Beis Hillel by saying three words? Mazu Smicha. They call Mahadir Le Mazu Shtika. He could have said, keep your mouth shut. What are you talking? He could have gone into a whole tirade and said a large amount of words. A person should always speak with measured words. He said these three words sort of attacking me. I'm going to respond with the same amount of words. Mazu shtika, giving him the message, this is not a time to be quiet. To speak, it's a time to be quiet, according to that one shot, or it's a time for me not to be quiet. I have to protest what you're saying. And now, we're going to have a vikuach, a discussion back and forth between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, concerning the first machlokes we had in the Mishnah, which was whether oilus riyah are brought on yontif or they are not brought on yontif. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Amar lan Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, "Uma, I'm going to make you a kal v'chomer. I'm going to prove to you that oilus riyah are brought on yontif. Why? Ma b'makom she'asur lahedjet. If on Shabbos, where one cannot be over any malachas for oichel nefesh, mutter l'gvoya, as Rashi explains, tmidim and musafim are brought even on Shabbos. So makam shemutter lahedjet, on yontif, which is a place where you're allowed to do malachas for oichel nefesh, einoy din shemutter l'gvoya. So isn't it a kal v'chomer that I'm allowed to bring oilas riyah on yontif? If I could do eat for myself, I could be over malachas on yontif. L'tzarech oichel nefesh, so certainly I could do it for Hashem. Kal v'chomer from the case of Shabbos. Amar lan Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai retorted, answered back, Nidor menidavish yechichu. And our Gemara, as we'll see at the end of the sugya today, is assuming that both according to Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we're going with the opinion that Nidor menidavish are not brought on yontif. We had one shita like that on Yotessa Medalef, that both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that Nidor menidavish, Oilus or Shlomim, Nidor menidavish are not brought on yontif. So Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, you agree with us that Nidor menidavish are not. So that disproves you. Shemutur lahedjet, even on yontif when you could do malachas for your own eating, v'asalik vaya, yet you can't bring the door in the davis. So who then you shouldn't be able to bring oilas riyah? Amr lem Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says back, no. Mal in the door in the davis she'en kavu lem zman. There is no time. You don't have to bring it today. You could bring it after yontif. So memeila, therefore it's not doicha yontif. Timer ba'olas riya shekavu alazman. Olas riya, I have to bring it today because it's a chiv because of yontif. Amru lahem Beis Shammai. No, avzu ain't kavu lahem zman. Even olas riya is not kavu lazman. This now we learned in a Mishnah. Mi shloi chag b'yontif rishon shachag. Someone who didn't bring the Korban on the first day of Yontif, Chaygig v'hoylech kol regel kuloi, the Yontif v'achron shel chag. He has tashlumen. He can bring it the rest of Yontif. He can bring it on Chol HaMoed. So Mimela, why, you're telling me that oilas riyah, there's more of an imperative to be doicha Yontif, because you must bring it today, as opposed to the dormant adovis, you don't. Oilas riyah, you don't have to bring today either. You have tashlumen, the rest of Yontif. Amar lan Beis Hillel, Beis Hillel responded to that, avzu kavu lazman, no. That, the fact that I can do tashlumen, that's like b'dieved. If I miss the first day, I have tashlumen the rest of yontif. But I can't, as Rashi explains here, I can't be soymech on that l'chatkala, says Rashi, v'yesh lach Hashem yifsha oyenes b'shar yimei amoyd v'lo yavi. Maybe an accident will happen, or on purpose he won't, whatever the case may be, he may not take advantage of the tashlumen. So therefore, I have to consider it as if this is the one and only day that he can bring it. I can't resort on b'dieved if he didn't do it, that he has an ability to do tashlumen. As far as I'm concerned, this is the day he has to do it on. Nedarim and Nedavis, he can bring it any time. But as far as this is concerned, if he doesn't bring it during the Yontif and the Tashlumen of Yontif, then he's stuck. Over his money, batel korbani. He can't bring it anymore. This nun, and we learned that fact in the Mishnah. Over a regel v'loy chag, if the Yontif went by and he didn't bring his shal mechagiga, ein achayv b'achri yosoy. He's not chayv anymore in the achray yosavid. Why? Because it's worthless. He can't be yotze the mitzvah anymore once the days of tashlumen have gone by. So you can't expect me to rely on those days of tashlumen, because maybe some reason, some accident, or even if it's on purpose, he won't fulfill what he's supposed to. Therefore, I have to consider it as if this is the one and only day to do it, and therefore Orla Shriya should be doicha yontiv. As we had in yesterday's shir, that there's a pasuk lachem, and we learn lachem v'loy l'gvoya. Since Orla Shriya, there's no eating of the bialim, it's totally to Hashem, therefore how can I consider it lachem? It's loy l'gvoya. You're not able to do malachas just for an oila, which is kulay l'Hashem. Amar lahem beis Hillel, v'loy kvar nemar l'Hashem. It says, v'chagosem oso chag l'Hashem. And as we learned in yesterday's sugya, the beis Hillel darshan this pasuk, called the l'Hashem. It's not only a chagigo, as you, beis Shammai, learned in yesterday's shir. It's not just v'chagosem l'Hashem, but it's l'Hashem, whatever is l'Hashem, called the l'Hashem. And therefore, even an oil sriya, which is kolil on the mizbeach, but if it's l'Hashem, it's going to be able to come on yontif. Frank beis Shammai back to beis Elim came out tamalim l'chem. So if you're not making this drasha of l'chem v'loy l'gvoya, so what do you use the word l'chem to you? And for beis Hillel, l'chem v'loy l'kusim, you're not allowed to do malachas for a kusim. L'chem v'loy l'klovim, you can't do it for your pets, for a dog. But for gavola, you're allowed to do it, and therefore we come down to the bottom line. Beis Shammai holds ola sriya is not doichi yontiv. Beis Hillel holds ola sriya is doichi yontiv. Abishol, Oimer Balashan Acheris. Abishol said the same Kal V'Chomer that we had at the beginning of this sugya, between which Beis Hillel presented to Beis Shammai, and they had started with the Kal V'Chomer. If on Shabbos you can't do malacha for Eichel Nefesh, and yet Tmidim Misafim could be brought, so on Yontif, where you could do malacha on Yontif for Eichel Nefesh, for sure you should be able to bring an Oila Sriya. That was the Kal V'Chomer that Beis Hillel began with. Abishol says the same Kal V'Chomer in a different language. And here is his language. Uma b'makom shekiras chastuma. If in a place where your kira is sasum, Rashi and Tosaf have a machlokes, what the word kira means. Rashi says it means a stove. And this stove was a place, a kira is where you could put in two different pots inside the oven. And that's why Rashi says it fits very well the words here, stuma or pasuach. You can close it, that you have no entrance into the hole which is within the stove, or the door could be open. So, and Tosfos brings a pasuk in Malachim Beis, Perek Vav, Vayichulam Kira Gedala. There it means Seuda. So either it's a stove or a suda. And what's he saying? Ma b'makom shekiras chastuma. Your stove is sasum. Your meal is sasum. In other words, you cannot do malacha on Shabbos. The same idea, but different language. We'll soon see what the nafkamin is between the two languages of the Kal V'Chomer. If your stove or your suda is closed, which means you can't do malacha for Eichel Nefesh on Shabbos, kira rabcha psucha, but the kira, the stove, or the suda of your Rebbe, Hashem, is open that you're allowed to bring tmidin umusafin. So b'makom shekirascha psucha, if your stove or suda is open on yontiv, that you could do loichel nefesh malachas, ain't adin shekiras rabcha psucha, shouldn't you be able to bring an oilus ria for your Rebbe that he should have on his stove? His suda should have also the oilus ria. The chaim bedin, and this is logical. Why? Your table shouldn't be full and the table of your Rebbe should be empty. So the Gemara says, but my kamiflagi, they're using different mishalim, but what in essence is there a difference between the first way we learned the Kal V'Chomer and Abishol's way? The Gemara answers, the nafgimina is, mar sovar nedor menedov is craven beyontiv, umar sovar ain't craven beyontiv. If you'll notice, in the first Kal V'Chomer, there was a rejoinder from Beis Shammai to Beis Hillel. What was the rejoinder? What do you mean that my stove is, what do you mean that there's a Kal V'Chomer that we should do malacha for Hashem? You don't bring the Dorm and the Davos, and you, Beis Hillel, agree that you don't bring the Dorm and the Davos, and then Beis Hillel has to defend himself, Kavu Eloizman, Loi Kavu Eloizman. Here in the Marshal of Abishol, Beis Shammai doesn't make that rejoinder. Why not? Because Beis Shammai knows they have no rejoinder. What are they going to say? The Dorm and Davos are not craving beyond them? I know that Beis Hillel holds Nedarim and Nedarim are craving Biyanta. Because we had a machlokas before whether Beis Hillel holds Nedarim and Nedarim are brought or not. So the first sheet on top, the way they presented the Kavach HaOmer, they were going that Beis Hillel also agrees Nedarim and Nedarim are not brought. So Beis Shammai was able to use that as part of their argument against Beis Hillel concerning Oil Asriya. They were trying to say Oil Asriya should be like Nedarim and Nedarim, and Beis Hillel said they're not like Nedarim and Nedarim. But Abba Shaul can't do that, because Abba Shaul is going that Beis Hillel holds Nedarim and Nedarim are brought on Yantav. So the Chazoi Nish, other Achrayim say very nice diak over here. In Yud Tes Amid Aleph, we had two shittas, and here we see a third. In Yud Tes Amid Aleph, in Beis Hillel, we had either Beis Hillel holds Nedarim and Nedarim like Beis Shammai are not brought on Yantav, or they hold that a Shalmei Nedarim is brought on Yantav, but not an oilless Nedarim. Why? If you remember the sugi yesterday, because Shalmei Nedarim at least has one mila that you eat it, the bialim eat it, so lachem. But an oilless Nedarim is not, it's not kavua loizman, and the bialim don't eat it. It has everything working against it. So in yesterday's shir, we said that Beis Hillel holds that maybe a Shalmei Nedarim is craving biyantav, but not an oilless Nedarim. From here, Lachayr, we see that Beis Hillel is going to hold that even an oilless Nedarim is brought. A third shita. Not only a Shalmei Nedarim, why? What's the proof? Because if an oilless Nedarim was not brought, why didn't, even according to Abba Shaul, why didn't Beis Shammai have this rejoinder to Beis Hillel? What do you mean an oilless Nedarim is brought, but you agree that an oilless Nedarim is not brought? They don't say that rejoinder. So from our Gemara's Mashma, we have three shittas now it comes out of. Our Gemara's Mashma, that Beis Hillel is going to hold not only a Shalmei Nedarim, but even an oilless Nedarim where the Bialim don't eat is brought on Yantav. So Beis Shammai has nothing to work with as far as Nedarim and Nedarim are not craving Biyantav, because every Nedarim and Nedarim, according to Beis Hillel, is craving Biyantav. Diuk from the Achroinim. Omer Rav Huna. Says Rav Huna, Ladivrei ha'omer Nedarim Nedarim ain't craving biyantiv. If you go with the shita that Nedarim Nedarim are not craving biyantiv, so is this a din d'oraisa or is it a din d'rabbanan? That's what he wants to discuss. Loy tema mid'oraisa mechzechazit. Don't say that this is roy mid'oraisa. Why? Because we're going to say Beis Hillel's words Lashem kol de Lashem means anything of Hashem, even in the Nedarim and Nedarim are good. It's a korban of Hashem, it is brought. And Rabbonin hu degazri b'rakzeira shema yisha, the only reason the Nedarim and Nedarim are not brought is a din de Rabbonin. Because the Rabbonin were afraid that you're going to leave it till the regel, and maybe an oinus will happen, and you'll be over on Baal Ta'achar. You're holding, let's say Kisidron. We had yesterday's sugya. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you're holding right before Sukkot. So you could have come to Yerushalayim a month before. You figure, I want to have meat on Yontif. I'll wait till I go to Yerushalayim. That's your last chance. Maybe some oinus will happen. You won't bring your netter. You'll be over on Baal Ta'achar. So the Rabbanan made Xerah. Don't say that. Don't think it's good midiraisa, it's not good midirabon, and I'll prove to you. El afilu midiraisa, nami loichazu. It's a din deraisa that you can't bring Nedarim and Nedarim on Yantav according to that mandiyomer. Why? Those two breads that had to be baked for Shavuos is a chayv of Shavuos. The lekel amigzur shem yisha. So there is no derabbanan that say maybe he's going to wait, procrastinate, because the only time you can bring it is on Shavuos. And yet we find vein adoicha loyis Shabbos loyis yantiv. We find if a person didn't bake those breads on erev Shabbos or erev yantiv, he can't do it on Shabbos or yantiv. Why? It says Rashi, because it's not the same as a chagiga. Chagiga this man is only today. So the baking is only if it would be today. You could have baked the breads yesterday. If you could break the breads yesterday, it's not Doicha Shabbos. So according to the man, the Yom and the Dorm and the Davos are not brought on Shabbos or Yontiv. So the din is, it's Midaraisa not able to be brought. Because the proof is from Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem, there's no issue of Shema Yisha, maybe he'll procrastinate, because he can only bring it on Shabbos or Yom. He can only bring it then. And yet we say if he forgot to bake it before Shabbos and Yontif, he cannot bake it on Shabbos and Yontif. So therefore that's a proof that it's a din d'oraisa, because it's not like Korban Chagiga. Only Lashem, if you're going to add an oilas ria, oilas ria good, because at least it's kavua today. But an oilas neder or nedava, which I could bring at any time, or the baking, which I could have done yesterday, those things are not Doiche Shabbos. I don't say Hashem includes anything connected to Hashem is Doiche Yontif, that you're allowed to bring it on Yontif. Anything. If you didn't bake, bake it today. The Netter and the Dove you could have brought 5 weeks ago, bring it today on Yontif. No, I don't say it's so over-encompassing that everything Lashem is mutter. I'm going to say it's only Lashem that's similar to a Chagiga. Just like Chagiga has to be brought on Yontif, that's his Zmanei Kavua. So if I have an Oilas Riyah, good, you can't eat it. But at least it's Zmanei Kavua today. That's what's going to be mutter if you hold Shlomim and Adarim and Adavois is not craving beyond it. Taisus and Menachas Dav Kufa Mibay says, Ein Echanami, that if I hold Shlom and Nedarim and Adavis, are craven b'yontif. So the Lashem encompasses any korban Lashem, even the dorm and the davis. Ein echanami, you could bake the shtei halachem on yontif itself if you didn't do it erev yontif, because the two things are linked together. Yeah.